Team of the Week podcast, week two. It's the Carterville Lions talking with Coach Shane Hawkins. Coach, obviously, you know, this past week, before we could get to you, it went to Paintonville. You had the overtime loss. But the reason why Dave McKenzie, Scott Hudson, Mike Murphy picked you guys last Saturday was because of that win that you had against Paintonville just a few days beforehand, and then obviously the dominant win against Sparta. That Paintonville win just kind of felt like this team has finally arrived kind of win. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. You know, we've fought for the last, since we've been here, for the last 5 years of, first of all, trying to get in the upper echelon, the upper half of the conference, yeah. and then trying to catch Nashville and Paintonville into as funky as a year it is, to at least prove that that maybe we're not there to win it yet, but we're at least in the conversation. And to be there to get the Paintonville win was big. It was big for our program to win it in the JV level and the varsity level in the same night. Followed up with the win at Centralia, and that's maybe as good of a non-title win as maybe in the school history. Obviously, you take a holiday tournament or a conference championship or a regional or sectional, but as far as just a regular season game, kind of where our program's at and kind of where, and hopefully where it's headed, to go beat a tradition program like Centralia was a big feather in our cap for sure.
How about just Eli in general as a player? You know, you've been able to watch him and help him develop, and now he's grown into one of the entire region's biggest stars at the prep level.
Yeah, he's been really good for the last 2 years. You know, as a sophomore, and he was all conference as a sophomore, all conference as a junior. You know, and it's again, everything's different this year. It's the last couple of years, it's taken him coming out of football season. He had to get into basketball mind and into basketball shape. And from both years, from the holiday tournament to the end of the year, he was really, really good. It just took him a while to get started and get going. And now you don't have that 12 game kind of preseason to get ready. And so it's been an joy to watch him and know how hard he comes to work. And you know, we run a lot of things for him, but he's a very good team player. He can do a lot of things for us, and leads us in rebound, passes the ball extremely well, and he's one of those guys that you can win with. And I think that as we've started to turn the corner here the last couple of years, there's no doubt he's been a big part of that.
Looking at the back half of your season, which basically starts Friday, Saturday, basically, it's kind of crazy because you haven't had to play Nashville yet because it had to get rescheduled. But you got them twice. You've got to go to Vienna. Road games are so tough in this shortened season to begin with. You got Massac County, who's been great this year. Just it's a gauntlet in this second half of the season.
Well, it is, and you say second half, and it's more like 12 days.
Yeah,
you know, or 11 days. By the time we play tomorrow, when we play DuCoin here Friday night, we've got 11 days left, and we've got 7 games.
Yeah,
we're down to, after when we get done with practice on Thursday, we got 3 practices left, and 3 practices and 7 games. So it's going to be really tough to keep our guys fresh, because we're going to have some back-to-back road trips. So we've got to be really smart about what we do in our practice time. And they've got to be smart about what they do in their off time and how they take care of their bodies. And the one thing that we've talked about, you know, from this point on, starting like on Tuesday night, if we get a positive COVID test, we're done.
Exactly.
So it's, yeah, it's taking care of your body so you can go play, but it's taking care of your body so you have the opportunity to go play. And I think our guys have done a tremendous job, and not just our guys. I think every athlete in the country has done as good a job as they possibly can under these circumstances. And it's not fun playing with masks. They don't complain about it because they know the other option is don't play at all. So they've done a very good job of taking care of the things that they have to in order to make sure they have a season.
And then finally, you mentioned it, DuCoin Friday night for you guys. I know they got the Washington kid, which a 6'8 kid can always be a problem, but then they've got enough shooters paired around them that it's one of those games that's like, you should be able to win, but if you don't look out, if you don't highlight the right things, they can surprise you.
Well, they're good, and they're young. They got a bunch of juniors, and, you know, that was our – that kind of, I don't say opened our eyes when they beat us at third place, but it was, they were the aggressor. They punched us in the mouth, and we didn't respond very well. And we know what's at task tomorrow night. We also know that we're still playing for a conference championship, and we've got to take care of business tomorrow night, or the two games in Nashville won't matter as far as a conference championship.
Congrats, Coach, and thank you a lot.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.